In 1926, a general strike had a very ominous sound. Trotsky declared that a general strike brought about the Russian Revolution. Anyhow, I was really nervous when I heard for the first time in our history a general strike had started on May the 4th, 1926. I was all the more nervous. Just within a few minutes of the announcement, a black fog, we should now call it smog, settled down over London. The darkness was symbolical. People were in a complete mental fog. They didn't know what was going to happen. There were no newspapers, hardly any broadcasting, and communications had practically stopped on the roads and railways. Supposing that this isolation had continued, every kind of rumor would have run riot. At the end might have been national panic. National panic was the real danger. Trenchard, the chief of the air staff, and I was then Secretary of State for Air, had foreseen this danger, and we prepared an emergency air force service for keeping open communications between the capital and the country. This was the first time in those early days of flying that anything of the kind had been attempted. We were ready to start the service at once, and it was the regular arrival of the machines with news and dispatches at certain key points that convinced the public that the government was in full control.